Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the sixth man bringing the sound of a dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom back, neck snapping in the lines. It's me, XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of champs. We here to put this whole thing in the clinch and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 man. Yeah.
By this time I see y'all see it. Fuck y'all from the very start of this shit. Fuck what you into, fuck what you been through, fuck where you going. Fuck who's scared of you, fuck if you did fed time. Fuck your clip, fuck your block. Matter of fact, fuck your block, fuck who you pulled out on. Fuck you, fuck your bitch, fuck if you been out of town. Fuck your fake ass ice grill. Fuck your life, fuck your motherfucking 9 to 5. Man, I don't give a fuck about you, I don't give a fuck about your hood. I don't give a fuck who you know, I don't give a fuck if you getting money. I don't give a fuck who's watching, fuck if you're bullshitting. Fuck your shadows, fuck where you came up. Fuck how you got it, fuck your whole situation. Fuck your album, fuck your plans, fuck your niggas, fuck your role, man. I don't give a fuck, fuck your plea, fuck your rules. Fuck you, you fake punk ass nigga. And fuck how you ran shit, I don't give a fuck if you diesel. I don't give a fuck who you be, fuck if you want it. Fuck if you grimy, fuck if you floors. And fuck these bitches right here if they not fucking.
Wait, who the fuck? Who think you talking
bitch,
to?
Bitch, I'm talking to you.
What's popping, my nigga? I know you're not
talking
to us.
I'm talking to both of y'all.
Get
out of
here.
Man, fuck y'all, man.
Man, fuck
y'all. Man, fuck y'all.
You ain't talking to me.
I'm talking to you. Fuck you.
I'm not gonna sit here and watch this go on any longer. You know, they put my food in the dark and then expect me to look for my plate on some Mr. Magoo shit. Fuck I look like. I'm not gonna watch this go on any longer.
Hey Cam, dick riders, but I only mess with Navigator 528.
six drivers, big buyers. Where you live, we live live. Come through, stick your supplier. Match for me and hoes, dick and saliva. Gas her up, ma, put it on your mouth. Then I grab her neck, try and take her tonsils out. And I ain't got beef, I don't play them games. If I did, though, believe me, I would say y'all name. Go to your house, red dot, scope your crib. Smack your earth, snatch your seam, choke your wig. My crew split, it was my mistake. But to my nigga Duke, we all make mistakes. I'ma get shit right if I spend my cake. Jimmy, I'ma get you up out of 5 days. This is for my niggas that load the pipe. Saying I'm the best, just not promoted right. You know my life, drink, smoke, roll some dice. Control the heist, nah, my patrol get shice. We all get shice, mine keep all your rice. Wet and rain, hell no, I like all my ice. Niggas tried to make Killer Cam all polite. Turn on the set now, bitch, I'm like Poltergeist. You the type talk about everything you got now. I interrupt you like not now, you hot how. My rings like a dog, all rock, wow. When I flash it, everybody shout, wow. I see y'all concerned about me. You ain't gotta go to school to learn about me. Yo, the one with mad guns, that's me. The one with the yay for 23, that's me. The one with the ice, slice, coke half price. Dope, that's nice, that's me. The one that's scared of a scuffle, you. The one that say, baby girl, I love you, you. The one that talk about hustling, never seen a oven, you all about nothing, you. Yeah.
Rights ruling the world in all states. Lies coming from tongue to two states. money. Stretch on floor. Yeah. Officially coming through. Coming five through. Yeah. Clue. Yeah. Yeah. Sample of Gorilla Coalition. For Mac on the rap industry. What? Yeah. Yo. Yo. Yeah. Politically aware. For all the DJs out there. Do I? Greg G. Yo. SNS. God. What? Gaddafi. Officially. Next life. All the DJs. Yo. Paradise. Yo. Yo. Yo.
Tommy Hill rocking ice niggas. Tommy Hill ice rocking niggas. Fuck. Take a one on one to this shit, y'all. Get your nostrils clear. Come on. Snip your brains out, all my Al Capone, Al Pacino niggas. Amateur smuggling, Capadonna, Golden Arms. Yo, yo, check out the rap kingpin, the Black Jesus. I know a few niggas snip coke and cause seizures. Piece the Half Moon Caesars and all the bitches in the bleachers. Hot weather, sex on the beaches. Jury shopping out of the country. Deluxe luxury. People saying deadline chains look tough on me, but what about the Wonder Woman bracelet? 2.3 diamond button grave rubies. Kid, I laced it. My sweet tooth got a nigga throbbing. But first, hit Maria's full butter almond. The bionic microphone is smack mechanic. Move like a bunch of Mexicans with bandanas. Sun is on, so we can just max a million. I got the spots on, so we can make a billion. The guards tropical. Ladies call me Black Fruit Plus. Rainbow, flavor niggas, murder niggas for lunch. Pizza the Paris crew in the avenue. And my nigga J-Love, who carries switchblades on the radio.
Yo, the first branch, the third leaf. Whoever wanted got beef, I politic. Show love, crush those who dare creep. Sunshine, I praise divine. Fine line between Donna, dumb, deaf, and blind. He ain't mine, he shook like the faggots in daytime. Crossed over grain while we was bubbling moonshine. Sipping on the Moet, laid up Ray Gambino. Mastermind the plan, Tony Stark's cappuccino. Develop while your head be swelling up, one for the nation. Blinded by the ice while I release the confrontation. Donna, holy fat bags of weed, ravioli, pasta. Bodyguard to killer B songs like Kevin Costner. Infrared all inside your bumper roster. Capadonna pimp the derby like the mobster.
Around when I'm down, shot and I'm bleeding.
What?
is written. We knew all this was happening. We knew this was gonna happen. Everybody out there, get right, man. Get on your knees and repent, man. It's not a game, y'all. It's going down. It's written.
A lot of us need to repent like 4, 5, 6 times a day.
They don't hear me. They probably won't ever get it. Get it together. We laughing, but we serious, too. That's right. Very serious.
But you know what's tripping me out this week, though, Seed? New York City banning soft drinks larger than 16 ounces.
Yeah, and it's wild because I saw a couple months ago something in the paper about Bloomberg wanting to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
I don't think...
Go ahead.
I don't think, you know, politics should play a part in that, period. I mean, yeah. People want to be gluttons. That's on them.
I mean, keep it real.
Like, how you going to regulate with somebody how much somebody can drink at one time? Yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah. So that's the plan. The plan is to eliminate obesity, pretty much.
Mm.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to assist with obesity in New York City.
Like, people not going to go out and get it anyway. It's just stupid. Especially when you try to ban it, it's going to make them want it even more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like weed.
Crazy.
It's like, weed don't hurt nobody, but they want to stop it. Why? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Ain't no wrong with weed. Weed's the shit. I'm high as we speak.
Oh, man.
You know, you already know, man. Six Man Radio, man. Legalize it. You know what I'm saying? weed is Six Man approved, man. Roll up.
They don't understand.
They don't get it, man. They don't understand. It's from the earth. You know,
well, you know, speaking of weed, I'm going to read a little something to you real quick. A Midtown restaurant specializing in Chinese cuisine is being sued for allegedly allowing high-profile clientele to freely smoke marijuana in the restaurant's private basement. TMZ reports 4 Philippe employees have filed a lawsuit claiming they were forced to serve weed-smoking patrons and thus exposing them to smoke from a harmful and illegal substance.
Wow.
Now, how crazy is that?
That is bananas. Wait, that's... How did you... What is that on? Where did you find that?
I does my research.
Oh,
I think it's,
man.
Mr. Chow.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and it says, although the lawsuit does not explicitly name celebrities, they point to Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj, both who are known to dine at that restaurant.
Yeah.
One employee says he was fired after confronting owners after he took issue with returning home to his family covered in smoke and the smell of weed. That story is crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well,
yeah.
You know what? Check this out. KG is on his way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, we're going to get it. We're gonna warm it up for him before we bring him on. We're gonna go on to some Naughty by Nature joints. A couple of my favorites. Yo, these niggas got a lot of joints. Today, when I was going through when I put the show together, and I was pulling up records from them, Jesus, they got so many bangers, it's crazy. So, you know, shout to them. You know, definitely one of the greatest hip hop groups of all time. So you can't. Really,
that's right.
A list,
and they from Jersey, where I'm from.
Yeah. They are. Word up. Word up. That's what's up. Shout out to Jersey. You already know. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I think I want to start it off. Oh man, it's crazy. It's so much crazy shit. All right. You know what? I think I'm going to start it off here. You already know. Y'all already know. Six Man Radio, the home of self temporary hip-hop and that vocal and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. You already know
love.
Who's going.
Catch a feeling. I assume mouth with a magnet. You read a pre-written diss and find none care. While I'm sticking, got the gum in your son's hair. Hands up in the plate, get a little taste of the bass. I'm about to take it to your face. Your face.
Yeah.
I'm about to take it to your face.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. Nay. Who we got on the line, Nay? Who we got on the line, Nay?
Let me tell y'all who's on the show tonight. It's more than anything, he's a hip-hop pioneer, you know,
right.
Part of one of the biggest groups in hip-hop, and also one of the illest R&B producers on the scene ever. KG from Naughty by Nature, y'all.
Yeah.
What's going on, y'all?
Welcome to the show, KG. Thank you so much for allowing us this interview. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for reaching out to you anytime. It's no problem at all.
Definitely.
Yeah, we big fans, man. We've been big fans since, you know, I knew about y'all since the new style. You know what I mean? Like way back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, a lot of people think it's easy to get into the game, man, you know.
Yeah.
It's
struggle,
not.
Yeah.
It's work.
And it's always been a struggle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy because you guys actually came out at the right time. You know what I'm saying? I like to call that time frame the renaissance for hip-hop, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, pretty much leaving the late 80s, going into the 90s was pretty much the renaissance for us. And it's funny because, you know, I'm from New York, but I went to high school my freshman year, sophomore year in Dayton, Ohio. So, you know, I had to watch MTV, BET, you know, stuff like that to see what was coming out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Unfortunately, I ain't have Hot 97 and Hot 97 wasn't popping, but BLS and Kiss FM and all that out there. So I remember seeing the video, like, you guys' sound was what really stood out. And you produced everything. So you were pivotal in Naughty Sound, and for that alone, I believe you should be placed in one of the greatest producers of all time category, because anybody who could come out and basically change the game, like, the whole sound was different. During that time, you know, it was boom, bap. Not saying that you didn't have the boom, bap, but it was like you incorporated that but you could hear the R&B flavor in it as well. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So salute.
You know. I grew up on R&B, so it definitely was deeply rooted in me, and it reflected in the music, you know. And we got, I mean, I'm not going to front, we got a lot of slack, and we still do, you know, overall. That's why certain things go on and, you know, we're not, you know, included in it or whatever, because a lot of people looked at us as, you know, kind of edgy as people, but our music was a little too commercial, they felt, you know, and they kind of felt like we walked, you know, we straddled the fence a little bit. And everybody was kind of cool, but, you know, like some of the, you know, the powers that be, or some of these so-called, you know, journalists or some dudes would be like, you know, they gave us a lot of that. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know, it's our interpretation of hip-hop. We did what we felt like, you know, we wanted to do. We wanted to be different. We didn't want to do what everybody else was doing. And that's what you got to do in music as a whole, period, or as an artist, period. You got to do your interpretation of what you're trying to do. And if you love it, you know, that's what you do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So with the whole Naughty with the whole Naughty thing, the OPP record is what really took y'all over. Now, I don't understand why they was tripping off of the commercial joints, because, yeah, that's how y'all was eating. That's what sold the album. However, when you cop that album and you put it in, that shit was hard, brother. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I mean, and exactly. You know, a lot of people looked at it exactly the same way you're looking at it, as, nah, it ain't commercial, man. This is hard, you know. And then you had some, well, yeah, look at all these singles. Look at OPP. Look at Hip Hop Array. Look at all this stuff. They're, you know, that's what they mostly put out, you know. But it is what it is, man. And a lot of people, like I said, you're entitled to your opinion. And you do your interpretation of hip-hop, you know, and that's like a lot of cats get that slack even now, you know, with the cats that's coming out now. Whether it be good or bad, there was always whack people in hip-hop. Just like it's whack now, there's good now, and there's whack now. And it was always like that even when we came out. But, you know, even whatever it is that they're doing is their interpretation of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And that's what
we were doing,
our interpretation of hip-hop and what we wanted to do, you know, so at the end of the day, it allowed us to still be around 21 years later. Right. And be relevant 21 years later and be able to still tour the world, perform for people, and we throw those same records on, and it's like that record came out last week. And I mean, honestly, and I'm not saying this, you know, I mean, I hope some of them will, but, like, it just feels like a lot of records that have been being made lately, you're not going to be able to throw those records on 5 years later from now, and it matters.
Right. I agree with you, definitely.
Because you put OPP on anywhere on the planet at any time, right now, it's going to tear the place down, anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And young or old, we just did a tour in Australia this summer that just passed, a couple of months ago, and it was with Chris Brown, T-Pain, Trey Songz, Kelly Rowland, all these young cats, a bunch of different people mixed in there. Ice Cube was out there, and we were out there, but us and Ice Cube was only like the two, you know, what you want to so-called throwback groups, but everybody else was current, everybody else was new, and we meshed right in, and it was flowing right in, and killing it right in the mix. And we performing for these young kids, and they know those records, man. And they know every word of it. And you're sitting there like, okay, well, and I've seen it over and over again. So, I mean, all you can say is that they, in their mind, they heard it somewhere growing up. It's the same thing like how we did growing up. You know, I heard my parents playing records. I heard a lot of stuff in passing, and we tend to know it. It's not like we bought a Marvin Gaye CD growing up, you know, but we tend to know those songs because you heard it so much growing up and come in and in passing. And it's the same thing with these kids now. You know, your average 15-year-old or 16-year-old or whatever, they heard these records, even though, like, OPP has been 21 years, you know.
Yeah.
A 16-year-old would hear it and still be like, oh, I know that record. I didn't know that was them, but I know of that record.
Right.
And they weren't even born.
Yeah. 21
even
years,
with Hip Hop Parade, it's the same thing too.
Yes.
For me, with Hip Hop Parade, I mean, when Hip Hop Parade came out, it was almost, you know, I know you were involved, you know, you're from Jersey, and you know, you had, you know, your set tight click and everything, but I felt like you guys were really, like, the music and everything was expanding. Because the video was directed by Spike Lee, which to me, I was just like, oh, wow, so I was like, Spike Lee's that guy, you know what I mean? And I was like, I think I was 20 at that time, I'm trying to remember the year, I think I was 20, it was the early 90s, so I was in my 20s. But so many people were featured in the video as well, so I really felt like hip-hop as a community was really on one accord, like really moving strong, you know?
Yeah.
And the Uptown Anthem from Juice, I mean, can never forget that. Anytime I hear that song, I'm like, that's my shit. Uptown Anthem, like, especially when it starts.
People tend to go
joint.
Crazy, too, when we throw that joint on in the show.
It's like,
what's your favorite joint,
Dave?
What's your favorite?
I like them all,
no,
honestly, man. I like them all.
Yeah.
I like them all. Like, especially performing, man, like the obvious records are the one that get them every time we perform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, OPP, Hip Hop Array, Uptown Anthem. Those records obviously get them. But, I mean, like I said, it's like a lot of people always ask that question. What's your favorite record? Well, you know, if you had to pick one, it's like you got three kids or you got five kids. You can't sit and say, oh, this one's my favorite.
Right.
Right.
You know,
right, right.
They're all, you know, you love them all.
Yeah.
Right. I know Nate, me and Nate was talking before you came in, you know, we were talking about the R&B side of things too. So let's step away from, we're going to come back to Naughty, but let's step over to the actual production side of it. Your resume is crazy, Nate. Can you run off the resume, please?
I mean, to me, you really, not only did you do what you did with Naughty by Nature and that sound, but you really focused on R&B and brought so many singles and groups into view. Like, you, I felt like for R&B alone, you really played a pivotal role in all the music that was coming out. I mean, Coffee Brown, Jhené, Jaheim, Next, you know, like nothing but hits with all these groups. And consistent hits, you know, but those are not the only people that you were working with on Divine Mill. You've produced stuff for Eazy-E, Biggie, Michael Jackson. I mean, that's just to name a few. The list goes on and on.
Right.
When did you know, I know you, you know, did the production for Naughty by Nature, but when did you know that's what you wanted to do, to be a producer, to create these sounds and go into that direction?
For other artists, yeah.
I mean, it's always been, you know, what I wanted to do. I mean, if you, you know, like you said, if you look at even like Naughty by Nature's sound, it was always musical. It always had that kind of feel slightly to it. If you listen to Everything's Gonna Be Alright, even OPP, all that, it's always keys. There was always chords. Yeah. And that was even at a time when people wasn't really, really doing that in their tracks. So I always came out with that. It was always musical. And always felt like, you know, hip-hop definitely the love, but this is about music. And when what I like to listen to is way more than just hip-hop. And I want to stretch out beyond that. And that's why the first group I came out with was Jhené, which was R&B. And a lot of people were shocked, you know, when I first came out. They were like, dang, your first artist you're putting out is an R&B group? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. And they did well, too. And I like the... I want to talk about Jaheim for a second, because at the time when Jaheim came out, I was actually signed to Warner Brothers at the same time Jaheim was signed. And, you know, Tom Wiley came in and cleaned house. He kept me and Jaheim actually for 2002, but unfortunately,
I was wondering if that was the same bad seed.
Guilty as charged, brother.
At the end of I was going to ask you that at the end of the interview.
Yeah. Guilty as charged.
A couple of times. We ran across each other a couple of times.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
We ran across each other a couple of times.
But Tom Wiley came through, cleaned house, and Jaheim was pretty much the last man standing for black music over there. What's the relationship like with him? Like, y'all still rocking? Y'all still doing work?
You talking about job?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool, you know, but to be honest, it's just like after a while, some people just, you know, they want to do what they want to do. You know,
Job
got to a point where he felt like he wants to do what he wants to do, and I can respect that. And I'm just like, yo, listen, if that's what you want to do and you want to produce your records and call yourself being a producer, then go ahead and do it.
He's called himself a producer?
I mean, I guess he wants to produce.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
From a lot of these other artists. It's no different from a lot of these other people, though, man. You know, at least I can say he waited at least until his second or his third or fourth album to do that. They got artists now, and they don't even want to wait to have success and wait for their second album to even.
Yeah, second single. They want to produce it.
You know what I'm saying? They want to do it on their demo.
They want to do it on their demo.
They like, yo, I need to write everything on this album. I want to produce. I'm like, yo, you serious, man? They'll have some success and at least come back and sound ridiculous after you're successful. But, yo,
exactly.
I'm Fox. Come on, dude.
So you weren't on this last effort of his.
Excuse me?
You weren't on this last effort that he came out with.
Nah. He has a new album that's coming out now. I handed in two tracks to them.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly they're using them, and we'll see. I mean, and Ja, my people, it's just like Ja just wants to do what he want to do, you know?
Yeah. Because the wild part about that, like with the production side of it, you know, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people think that production means you go in there and you just make the beat. Nah.
Right.
Like, it's also the ear to know the artist and
mm-hmm.
spot the talent. And that's something that I also admire you about, because just the ability to spot the talent. The thing with Jaheim that resonated was that he was a young dude
mm-hmm.
with a grown-ass man voice. It sounded like Teddy Pendergrass.
When I first met him, that was my first thing I said. I said, yo, this dude cannot be 17 years old. You got to be.
Exactly.
He cannot be. And then, you know, and that's when I first heard his demo. He was singing Luther's Never Too Much.
Mm.
Bunch of reverb on it. It just sounded crazy. But I was like, yo,
Let me meet this guy face to face. He had dropped his demo off at the Naughty Store. We had the Naughty Store downtown Newark at the time. So I called the number back and I said, "Yo, I want to meet you." And he was like, "All right, cool." So when I met the dude, I'm like, I see this little kind of tall, rough, like this street dude, like
like a just raw
some dude just standing down the street with some jeans and Tim's on, like like nothing of like just bland, just a regular dude. Might look like he got off work or something.
Man.
Like, "Yo, you 17? Yeah, man. You know, kind of shy, a little bit, like laid back, but just like, "Yeah, man. You know, how long you been singing, man? You know, forever. I don't even know, man." Like, and it was just like nonchalant, like he basically like, "I didn't even care."
Yeah.
Hear something, and he sung live. I was like, "Yo!" As soon as I heard it, as soon as he opened his mouth, I just thought, this guy can with his age appeal to his age group, but at the same time appeal to the older audience.
Yeah, man.
He sounds just like a Teddy Pendergrass / Luther dude.
Yeah, man.
He can kill it.
Yeah.
And I just went with that from the door. I went in with it from the door, and I was just like, "I'm going at." And we always said it, and people were like, every time working on this stuff, "Yo, where are you trying to go at?" I said, 8 to 80. I'm going 8 to 80 with this dude. This dude's going to reach 8 to 80.
Yeah. And he did. You know what I mean? They still love him. You know what I mean?
I still love him.
And I can't, and you
incredible.
Can't explain it. You can't explain it. You know, like, a couple of times, like, when job projects come out, job be like, "I'm not going to do nothing, you know, like, I'm not doing no promo, I ain't doing nothing, I'm not shooting no video, I ain't doing nothing." And they'll just put his record out, and he'll just sell records, like, with no promotion, with nothing, with him not going to radio, with him doing nothing, because that audience is just there. And even a record company, everybody be sitting there like, "Oh, well, wow."
Yeah.
His voice is incredible. It's that R&B smoothness, and you know, I always felt, you know, I'm a big Jaheim fan. I always felt like he doesn't really perform a lot. When he does, it's, you know, like, yeah, he does give off that, "I'm just doing it. You like it, that's good."
And
whatever.
That's the thing, and that's the only thing that pisses me off with Ja.
Yeah.
Because I tell him all the time, like, "Yo, listen, man, like, you can be. You could do this literally until you to the end, whatever. You know, you can clock out on the stage, man.
Yeah.
But if you take it serious, then you can do that. If you don't, then it's not gonna go, man. Like, you gotta you have to, you know, take this whole thing, because you know why? And because he do it effortlessly. I mean, it's like he puts no effort into it and can sing his behind off without any effort. People who, you know, what Ja can do, he gives little effort to do. So imagine if he focused and really gives it his all on a show and everything, it will be ridiculous. And it'll be crazy.
He beat Trey Songz,
right? He doesn't seem like he's enjoying himself on the stage when he performs.
Right.
That's one thing I have a problem with.
That he doesn't. He's not comfortable with it. I had a talk with him about 6 months ago. And I was going to Atlanta, and he was going to Atlanta. I ended up running to him in the airport, and we had a whole talk, flight down there, everything, when we landed, all that, just talking. And he just was like, "Man, the bottom line is, man, like, I'm just not comfortable with that side of it, man. I'm still not." I mean, and he's never
tell.
Done that.
You could tell. You could really tell. And that was always my complaint with him. Like, he looks like, I can't stand being on this stage. I can't wait till it's over. But that voice, woo, crazy.
Sing all day. And when we were working on his album, he would just walk around, and the guy started, because I moved him in over there, and he was staying with me over in Orange, in East Orange. Mm-hmm. And everybody around the way started calling him Radio Man, because he used to just walk around with the radio, like the demo. We would do the demo, and he would have to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just walk around with the radio on his shoulder playing the song all day and just singing. And if he wasn't
radio,
he was singing, he would be singing Luther or singing, walking around doing that. I mean, all day.
Wow.
All day. Funny. Even when we work, I was working on his project at the same time I was doing Nexus' first album. They were all staying in my back house. where I had the studio. So they were all staying there when we were working on the record.
Uh-huh.
So I would come over in the morning, and him and RL would be arguing or going at it. RL would be arguing with him because Jaheim got the tape on loop all night, just playing and playing and playing. And RL would want to turn it off or do whatever, and they just used to go at it because Jaheim was, yo, like when it came to that, he was dead serious.
Yeah. Yo, I want to touch on something because, you know, as a hip-hop fan, just a fan of music, you know, one of the things that pains me is when groups break up, you know what I mean? And, I mean, that might be selfish as a fan, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm sure any group that you're a fan of, you know, it will kind of disappoint you when they break up.
I left Naughty for a minute.
Yeah, what happened? What happened with that?
I mean, it came a time and a point where I just felt like I was just done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know what it is, too? Is a lot of different people that came in the middle of both of us and all of us, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people saying, yo, you don't need him. He doing too much over there. He not taking time and focusing on y'all. And he's doing too much on DM. And then you got people on my side that's like, yo, forget that. That's done with. You need to focus on this on DM and don't worry about that. And, you know, you start, you know, you get pulled side to side. And then at the same time, you don't communicate. And that was my main thing. It was just about communicating. So it started becoming he say, she say from both sides. And if you never conversate or talk about it, you believe that he say, she say, or say that, oh, he might have said that, he might have didn't. And it starts, you know, bothering you, or you start believing it.
Right.
Are y'all back together?
Y'all back? We've been back together.
All right, good. Good money. Any album coming out? Is a Naughty album coming? Can we get that?
We'll see. You know, Trent's doing a whole bunch of different stuff right now, man.
Yeah.
We actually just did one. We did like a 20-year anniversary. We remade some of our classics because we got the ownership back.
Mm-hmm.
So we own OPP. We own OPP, Hip Hop Array, all our classics now. We own those. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I also want to say, you know, not to jump back into R&B, but you also did The River for Noel Gordin, which I'm just like, this guy is like incredible. He's nonstop with his R&B-ness.
R&B-ness.
It's just really like soulful rhythm and blues, like real, you know? So, because The River is like, to me, like almost like a ritual, you know?
Yeah.
And it's
really smooth
and very beautiful, you know? So you just... Like Seed was saying, like, you seem to know, like, okay, I know what this artist needs, and here it is, you know, and it just fits, you know. I just think you're really incredibly talented. I just want to thank you so much for all the music that you've given us. It's just,
man.
It's been incredible, and I know it's going to continue, you know, but, man, that was my basic thing. I was telling Seed, I was like, I got to interview KG. You understand what he's done with Divine Mill? I got to get him on the show, you know. So.
Yeah.
It's just really big.
I appreciate it. And I'm not done. I'm not done.
Yeah. I know you're not. So I'm definitely looking forward to everything you're doing.
I got stuff I'm still working on, and I'm working on now. I'm not done. Nowhere near being done.
What can we expect coming up? Is there anything you could, like a little hint?
I got a younger group that's coming up. It's a little bit different. It's not your typical, you know, R&B. But it's younger, and it's in between. It's on a group called Elite. It's two singers, one rapper.
All right.
I got that I'm working on. But at the same time, like, me and my guys have been talking about it, and I've been trying to – it's going to go two ways. I haven't talked really too much to nobody about it. Y'all the first people I'm talking about it, but I might do my own album.
Uh-oh. Six Man Radio, y'all hear it here first. This is exclusive.
It ain't even
the exclusive. This is exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
My own my own album. And it'll be the R&B version of like a, you know, like the DJ Khaled album on the R&B
version. The Chronic.
Like David Guetta. It's that version of it. You know, I'm not going to be singing on it. I'm not going to be rhyming on it. But I'm going to produce it, and I'm going to feature a whole bunch of different people on it.
All right.
And that's going to be straight classic R&B. Straight classic R&B. I ain't trying to go nothing young about it. I'm not trying to appeal to the 15-year-old. This is going to be grown and sexy.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm there.
Word up. Okay, we know you're busy. I want to thank you for calling in, man, for real. It's an honor. It's the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and the grown and sexy R&B. So, yo, you always got a spot here. And when you get the new projects pumping, you know, we definitely going to keep in touch, and we need that so we can spin that and support that. You know what I mean? But before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same question. And it's your top three MCs of all time, top three groups of all time, and top three producers of all time, hip-hop. But since you pretty much a staple in R&B, you could mix them up if you want to. You know what I'm saying? So,
Top three.
There it is.
Top three producers of all time?
Top three MCs, groups, and producers of all time.
MCs. Let me start there. That's tough.
Everybody say that.
Yeah.
MC,
yeah.
I mean, I gotta put my man in it because I work with him. I know him so close. Tretch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to. And I mean, I just have.
He's a beast. He's a beast.
I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta say Jay-Z. I mean, you gotta look at, you know, the staying power.
Yeah.
You gotta look at what he's done, what he's accomplished.
Right.
No matter what. And. I mean, a lot of people tend to do. I mean, I'm gonna have to say, and I'm not going off of. Are we saying lyrics? Or are we talking about just period of who?
Just MC,
your
favorites.
Your favorite.
I mean, I gotta say Tupac is one of them.
Good shit.
I mean, you got to look at the diverse records he made, man, and, you know, what the Tupac made a lot of, you know, okay beats sound hot.
Right.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He made
a lot of
okay beats sound hot. And, I mean, like, you're never going to hear nobody make Dear Mama again, man.
Nah, never.
You know, and that alone, you know, those type of things. Brendan Got a Baby, like, those type of records, I think that range of what he was able to do, man, it was just incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. And that's what I say, like, when I speak about the artists, I speak about accomplishments and what they were able to do as well, not just on lyrics. So there's a lot of rappers that you can say straight up a bit better than him. Yes, a lot of them.
Right.
But I'm talking about artists, just overall body of work and just the artists across the board.
That's why I say Jay-Z. To me, Jay-Z is the best, period, because of what he's done. You know what I'm saying? I would say number one. Yeah, man, because nobody's pretty much paralleled that. You know what I mean? Nobody.
And the only one that might be close, honestly, after that would be probably Eminem after Jay-Z.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
I mean, you got Eminem in there, too.
All right, so we got M as an honorable mention. All right. So, okay, your top three groups and your top three producers.
Groups. Man, Jackson 5, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Happy birthday, MJ.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know,
happy birthday.
He just had a birthday. Yeah, you know.
Yep. Jackson 5, number one. Public Enemy. Love Public Enemy.
Yeah, all day.
And
you could throw Naughty in there if you need to. You know. would nobody be mad at you.
Only because, you know, that would be including myself, and I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I can say Tretch because that's not including me.
Right.
I would probably have to say Tribe. I like Tribe a lot.
Yeah, man. Another group that I was broken hearted when they broke up, man, but that's a whole nother.
Oh, still hurt over that.
Yeah, man.
I have to say Tribe. I like Tribe a lot.
All right. So your top three producers all time.
Number one, Marley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Marley Marl, number one. I would say number two, probably Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I would say, actually, you know what, I would say two, Quincy Jones. Number three would be Teddy Riley. We'll be neck and neck with Quincy.
Because just like we said earlier about creating a sound, a definitive sound that when you hear it, you know, oh, that's a Teddy Riley beat. Oh, that's a KG beat.
And Teddy
that's
Riley,
a premier beat.
Teddy Riley is one of those guys that's like, man, Teddy Riley was able to do straight R&B, able to do pop, able to do straight up underground hard, like hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
like he was able to do everything, man. And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Being able to do.
We
got to
get him on the show. We got to get him on the show, Nate.
Yeah.
Word up. Word up. But yo, Kay, man, I know you're busy. We're going to let you go. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling in on Six Man Radio. We really appreciate it, man. You know, God
no problem,
bless you,
man. Thanks for having me, man. Anytime. Definitely.
Word up.
Now, we're going
to
definitely look for your group, and we are waiting with bated breath for your album to come out.
Yes, sir.
That's just going to be
number one
on the list to obtain and purchase, you know. And I am so honored to have you on the show. I really thank you. I've been kind of chasing you for a while, and I'm happy that it came to fruition, you know, so, right.
No problem. I mean, thanks for even, you know, seeking me out. It's no problem. I mean, I want to say sorry for the times I missed calling in. It just slipped my mind, and I just thought about today. I was like, you know what, let me set a reminder. I'm going to put this on my phone today, and I'm gonna set a reminder. I'm gonna make my phone alarm off, and I'm gonna call in and definitely do this.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
Definitely.
We appreciate it. God,
yeah.
God bless you, brother. You already know.
Thank you.
Yes,
same with y'all. Thanks a lot, man. And I'll see y'all, man. Good
okay.
talking.
All right,
to
for
you
sure.
Too, man. I definitely
for sure.
remember you, yo.
You already know, yo. I'm gonna follow you. I'm gonna follow you on Twitter. When you see me, follow back. It's at Nicholas Cage with the underscore.
Oh. Okay.
All right, bro.
All right, y'all. Peace.
All right. Peace.
About to put it to him. Some ghetto slick shit. Check it out. One time for your mother. Baby, we can take it there, but first I got watching you.
Playing me close, but I'm not feeling it.
Oh no, come on.
Take it, man.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown in sex at R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas K, along with my guest co host for the week, Tammy. But y'all just heard Nadine though, because the interview was pre recorded. You know, Nadine couldn't be here this week. So Tammy. What's up, man?
See, I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying the music tonight. That was a great interview, by the way, with KG. That was amazing.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a real good dude. You know,
you and Nadine always come with it.
Yeah, we trying. We definitely trying. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that growing sex that R&B that you love. Let's go.
You better tell him, Steve. Tell him again.
You got to tell him, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
Mm.
So, yo, I got playing in the back. I got this instrumental. It's Tupac joint called Straight Ballin'. One of my favorite Tupac joints. And it's wild because the day he passed away was the other day. He's definitely one of the best MCs ever. You know, I wanted to play a few of his joints and pay a little tribute to him because, you know, that's that nigga, you know what I mean? Even though...
That's Tupac.
Yeah, man, you know, even though he was going through what he was going through with Big, you know, I'm a Brooklyn dude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We felt some type of way about hit him up, Pac. We did, but we could not front. Because it was still banging. So, you know, that's still one of my favorite joints of all time. He's still one of my favorite artists of all time.
Okay.
We're going to get into a little tribute to him.
All right.
Do it the proper way. All right. So,
Sounds good.
We always do at this time, Six Man Radio, the home of the culture. Man, I don't even gonna say it, man.
You don't need to say it no more.
I don't even need to say it, man.
I ain't talking no motherfucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First of all, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas. Fuck for life. Plus, monkey trying to.
Take mine, so I'ma get smart and get the sense of the shit and put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these two pitches. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage, they out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P, she nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black memo, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all legal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the K's, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfucker. The rest two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas be dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop battling me. Motherfucking G's. If you got a better floor, another one. Two of them members, most won't.
Heard y'all tearing up shit out there, kicking up dust,
giving a motherfucker. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you.
Now we was once two niggas of the same time. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tip, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning, it's the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's struggle. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope you're right. No, she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart. You probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went a bender. And I can see us after school. We bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed. And we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme. And you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker that. Go toe to toe when it's time for war. You got a brother back. And I can't even trip. Cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain. Then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father.
Brothers in packs, done, plus everybody's high. Too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol as the cop car passed the blast. Just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father.
High, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol as the cop car passed the blast. Just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Baby, it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror, we can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed is it reading. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed is it reading. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Close my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts in this society. We're only getting the gas count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. We're from the chosen one, the outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and VK high. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. I fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living like thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep. Before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change in the mess? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed is to breathe it. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed is to breathe it. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Faith in
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police
sun go down, we still shine and fine, we still shine and fine. For the 919 and the 910 and the 337. When the night time comes, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit. Hey yo, it's the new flavor. The next step, Fonte best cap. Secrets is the AIDS cure. I stay raw. What did they bootleg it or pay for? Old school like Prince Deja when he was hosting Rap City with finger waves on. I put my name on the map through dismantling embarrassing arrogant cats in battling because their raps ain't astonishing. Got niggas in the club spitting out the Heinekens. Like goddamn it, when that nigga take him rhyme again, he nice with the homonym. Ill flow. I guess I got it from my mom and them. Real dope, who doesn't find them? This one is for the MCs in Carolina. 3 in the morning, insomnia rhymes to say, yo, let's put the drama behind us, just let the beats rock. Start a cypher while the whack niggas eavesdrop. Knife mouth, click it on the beatbox. Night always hit me in my sweet spot. Go to the crib, drink some peach schnapps, and those off the peak rock. What? 919, when the sun go down, we still shine, we still shine.
Yo, you know what? You know what? 518, stand up. Schenectady, stand up. Motherfucking U team. You already know. Mr. O, let's get it.
Yeah. That's pumping the motherfucking building.
Slut, nigga. Huh?
AB, I can't see myself.
Yo, wait, hold on. That shit just drops crazy. It just comes on really, really crazy. I want y'all to turn your computer up, turn your phone up, whatever it is you're listening to this on, and walk with me. So I'm going to get into a couple of his joints right now. This is Mr. O. Get familiar with him. Six Man Approved. Keep your eyes open for him. Man, y'all think I'm playing with y'all. Yo, you think I'm playing with y'all? Promoting it. Play with them. Let's get it. You see.
Yeah. That's pumping the motherfucking building.
Slut, nigga. Huh?
AB, I can't see myself locked, so I be on point. Oh, got the papers, I'm rolling up a Khalifa joint. Besides ringing doorbells, won't give me the point. They get me annoyed, it's pimpin', relieve the boy. Click, click, that heated toy to cook your apple. Piff got a pig skin grip, I throw a bullet at you, enough of this shit. They do puff in the mix, cause I'm retarded fresh. Piff and a puff in this mix. See these niggas sloppy, to me this a hobby. A whole weight, don't bother to get the dolly. Fly guy districts. Yeah, and R.I.P. Nate Dogg, I can't deny I ripped this. I too chinky, plus I'm my time sipping. I'm sky high lifted, cause my time's ticking. Look, you stumbled in the pain, that's a toe jam. And now you're covered in red freckles, I Lindsay Lohan ya. When it come to you niggas, I got no manners. I get so much respect that I don't hold hammers. My bros hold blamers, cause I'm the commander. I leave your crib a full house and I'm talking no tanners. Me and them can't relate. I cut the bullshit off, I had to amputate. It's all a brand new slate. Yeah, the float butter like Land of Lakes. And I'm smoking hot, it's time for a cancel break. Yeah.
Choking the neck, no ligature mark. Get a rebib, we finish, let the literature start. A riddle will get you, how you make invisible sparks. You swimming with sharks, it's wavy. Get you an arc, a critical thought, residual. I ain't gotta explain, jet plane, touchdown, green and white, Jets game. Left lane, spots blind, running like a stop sign. You overnight with groceries, that don't mean your stock's higher. Level steps ahead of you, you don't suit me, not tied. Twisted with the game, I can tell you where the dots lie. Fucking lames got me on my last nerve. I could be before your windows like a password. With a can of trash, a can of gas, and a match burn. Let the heat jam all, that's a mash burn. My hornets, her name's Charlotte. What a harlot, ride her like a Harley. She coming, I'm inviting her to do it like a party. She a doll after learning with a Barbie. I'm toying with it, toying with it. Yeah, I'm afloat, to be more specific, huh. Anger where the banger is. I don't feel you, I wonder who a stranger is. What danger is, don't compare when I angle this. Cause I figure you's a waste, so I came to piss.
double low.
I need a spot around here, you know, a little place where I can lay my head. Yeah, I make it hot around here, you know, just in case you hear what I said. I make it hot, 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 hot. Nah, you don't fire like me. Nah, I make it hot, hot, hot. Yeah. Nah, you don't fire like me. Rap bars like a crack charge. I done broken out at large with more credit than a black card. Then rat-a-tat-a random attack packing and whack frauds. I'm in the backyard with a track star. He cap stars the fiends, he got a black car. Then he park in the dark, parking his off for him. He be knowing he's smart, keeping the dark for him. Yeah, he's holding that shit, it'll fall for him. Couldn't paint a better picture in an art form. Ring a ling with the finger, ring us, bring him in. Signaling, I figured, single him, then deliver him. One Hondo boss, that's a Benjamin. I be swimming in cinnamon women and a friend. That's parallel pussy, I guess it never ends. I'm a veteran, say you niggas I'm better than. Then I feel that pain, get some excedrin. Depression to me is pleasure to me. Test so you'll see, this pen is like a vessel to me. I'm chef in the verse, your recipe's the rest of the fee. Pounds out, that's a good box. I mean, it feel better than some good socks. Without an engine, make the hood pop. Now you don't run nothing like your foot locks. I need a spot around here, you know, a little place where I can lay my head. Yeah, I make it hot around here, you know, just in case you hear what I said. I make it hot, 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 hot. Nah, you don't fire like me. Nah, I make it hot, 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 hot. Nah, you don't fire like me. It's official again, I hit you again with combinations of flows. Don't you wish you were then? I'm kinda important, don't miss it, my friend, because I'm unwrapped early, let Christmas. Benefits like kissing a friend and listening to some gristle pop when the chicken is in the grease. I'm very hot, who would listen to them? Any nigga who would listen to a pen and getting it in a fly. Talking locked in with a missile within. I'm kind of cold cause I'm listening to them. I see you talk with the thief, Mr. Kicking them in. Issues that he's civil, cause it dribbles like a swisher to him and smoke. The way I flow is like I'm rowing a boat. Got something to make it hot like I'm holding a coat. I told her when I'm closed, she can open her throat. Until then, no one speak if you choke, not even then, really. Just one man and feel like 10 really. If the bitch don't want it, I make a friend feel me. And if it just started, I make it end really. That genuinely, I mean it sincerely. I need a spot around here, you know, a little place where I can lay my head. Yeah, I make it hot around here, you know, just in case you hear what I said. I make it hot, 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 hot. Nah, you don't fire like me. Nah, I make it hot, hot.
Dragging on the reapers, got my soul high for weeks. I think I see five, put the lag under the seats. We living like a dynasty with custom made juice. With eight places in the sea, I need to get loose.
Boxes into the low underworld. Pinching a wall, the naked titties under sniper's moon. The house of bamboo with China's love, acupuncture. Menage to the first connection is a satin prince. My Sharia, more meditate, step in seventh heaven. On cloud nine, contact Minnesota vet. Let him dream of the sand city. When the Duano's moonshine is fine as Hollywood. How we do, how we do.
Yeah, coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. Eight day type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook franchise, bubbling. Coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. Eight day type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook franchise, bubbling.
I'm a pretty Sheba, connect with the Sheba baby Jean. The snatch, golden fleece, say la vie. Midnight sun, melting ice, grills, the face, Mr. Frost. That goes with the slaves of New York.
Symphony conniption, persistent clutch extension. Conniving blade bearers, undersea tension. Cut close with toast, cherish pearl tongues. Arabian nights, designing dreams for the young.
Out with the satin struthers, and 8 days Hollywood on my satin dog. They whisper Dr. Feel Good in my seduction palace. On king size, Ethan Allen, come in better seat. Inside my nut, cracker sweet.
First notice, black lotus, lotus with friction. Currency exchange. Multiple digital fiction, remote control corners, digest the sugar. Praise be the lower for the love we gon' live. Coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. A-day type business, bubbling. Find a crook franchise, bubbling. Coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. A-day type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook franchise,
Bumpin' new love for the cat. It's high sugar live on the block. A flight to the Juggle Town flock. The shot of life with the jism up in the fluff. My air tight, sugar flowing slick, low enough. I'm on a block bus with the Juggle game praise. A shakedown from the main squeeze day day. Put notes on the bricks with the razor out dice. And check it out, why yo get out black.
And how we left the pop life. Killer sunrise, mold on visions, China belts cry, reflect off the ocean, Graceland rules, Pacific height action, the fire star pool, vanilla trench apron, it's to underneath, the Valentine believers, 929 sweep, the odyssey of lower, voyage to the sky, Brigante syndicate for the solar flight high, yeah, coast with me in the vigor, bubbling, six figures on ice, bubbling, 8 day tight business, bubbling, diamond crook franchise, bubbling. Coast hit me in the finger, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. AJ type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook friend.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's funky right there.
I like it.
Yeah, that's funky. That's that Jada Kiss feature with Nas. That's that show Discipline Junk.
Okay.
That shit crazy. Like, you see me right now. Like, I'm in the Soul Train line right now. I'm pop rocking right now. Get to see your boy.
Don't.
Get to see me.
Stop it.
Hey. But nah, it's just so ignorant. It's ignorant. Listen to it. Listen to it. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. But listen to the bass line, though. Behind it, it's like. Bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't know. Six Bear Radio, the home of self temporary hip hop, and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas K, along with my guest co-host, Tammy, of PD Radio. PD Radio. Hold up.
PD Radio.
Shout out to Black.
Black. He listening. He out there listening, I'm sure.
Word up. And y'all air Tuesday. Let them know when they can check you out.
Every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on
yep.
Six Man Radio, Blog Talk
yep.
Radio.
Yep.
Bad C gave us a shot and we ran with it. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Check us out.
Big damn show did. Y'all stop playing on Tuesday, man. Ain't nothing on TV.
Stop playing, man.
Check out
our website. Check out our archives on the website, pdradio.site40.net.
Check us out, y'all. You already know, man. And, yo, that's it. That's our time. Tim, I want to thank you for holding Nadine down this week. I'd like to thank you.
Thank you for bringing me in to hold her down. I appreciate it. Much love to Miss Nadine.
Word up.
Out there doing her thing.
You already know all the time.
I just want to shout out something real quick, real quick. I want to shout out my writing sisters, Danica, Jamila, and Deidre. Our book came out this week. It's already on Amazon, the best-selling list. It's called The Sisters Fight, a poetic anthology. Very happy about it, so shout out to my sisters for that. The Sisters Fight. It's called The Sisters Fight, a poetic anthology of awareness. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. Look for that.
Yeah, make sure y'all look for that. Where to be that?
That's right.
All right. That's it. Funky as hell. You heard how that came? Yeah, you're like, hey.
Yeah, you got me doing the Soul Train line, T.C.
Come on, man. What is up? Oh, man. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So next week, we're going to have Raheem Devon. It's going to be our guest next week on Six Man Radio. You know. So, ladies, make sure y'all tune in and y'all check it out. We here every Saturday, though, 7:30 to 9:30. Come on, man. What are you doing? Why are you getting ready to go out and go do what you do, go be ratchet, or go do whatever you do?
you can put this on 7:30, and you don't even got to be, you can call, you call up, you don't got to be by computer, call up and put this shit on speaker, stop playing.
That's right, Six Man Radio going to get you right, y'all better listen, stop playing around.
Word up, you already know, and shout to Mr. O and U-Team from out in Schenectady, New York. I want to salute them, man. Keep your eyes open for them, yo. You know what I'm saying? Word up. It's serious. Shout to everybody, y'all. That's all. That's all I can really, you know, say. Shout to you.
Great show, C. Great show, as always.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it without you. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get up out of here. Let's go. Let's go Brooklyn,
y'all. Let's go Brooklyn. Yeah. Welcome to New Edition to the Rock. M.O.P.
DJ.
Yes. Most unstoppable record label on the planet. What's up, nigga? R.O.C. So Dynasty. Yes.
It's the M.O.P. Cartel. First Life Familiar. Bang it out with the R.O. Cafe. Air Life Familiar. Get familiar. Pop on me, cop on top of me till he dry. We are Senor, phenomenon, pro-pro-num. First niggas to make hip-hop. Roar like a song featuring Pop, Biggie in the Pope. Boy, my name is on the walk of fame like Bob Holmes and his Paul. I am the 2000 and Tracy. Crazy. Baby Malik. Dub O is M. Is that she can't use. I'm no blood or cuz, I make cuz lose blood. Talk anything, I pop it fast. Talk about clothes, I done pop some tags. Talk about drama, I done pop the gas. You can talk about hoes, I done pop them fast. Let cheetah get up in it, let my niggas live a minute. Let you niggas breathe a minute, now you can't sleep a minute. Cuz it's easy, dog, back in this bitch. No peace talk, nigga, song in this bitch.
What is your S-T-A-T-E-P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y? Stay proper, nigga. Ain't no stopping me. First I SP flicked it, the SP stitched it. Must admit it, since the playpen gifted. And ain't no telling what the cartoon neck grows. You characters like Cartoon Network. Nigga with your dumb high, I wring your neck like SpongeBob. Go get your set strip sun dry. Nigga get your crumb snatched. I ain't dumb, keep the M1 with the fully matty thumb lack. Get a lung lack. Yeah, scrapped up, fish you shit is back. Who else can rap the heartbeat whistles of a Mac like back? Be in the street like a pistol in a pack. In position with the gat.
Yellow house nigga. It's our house nigga. Let's go.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead prayers mouth to mouth that
house,
shit.
Nigga.
When they said a nigga what an amount to shit. Now whose house is
they
this?
They gon' hate you now,
laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick up.
Kill a house.
Out that bitch for a spaz and twerk. And I'm out
yes,
there.
Sir. Yo, hey, y'all niggas can be serious. 18 years, boy, y'all niggas get serious. I'm Ed Delirious. My money, you give me it. Crush that groove till I run house, idiot. My 12th grade class said I wouldn't make it. I guess they were Boston fans talking to a Laker. Here's to all you haters, $100 tip. I'm shutting the club down and I'm out that bitch.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead bread, mouth to mouth that shit. When they said a nigga what an amount to shit. Now whose house is this? Laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick sucker, keep me out that bitch. Before I spaz and twerk and I'm out that bitch.
Now Reddy's in the house. About to make it dirty like I'm headed down south. Pull a Tessa Verde, keep the heat up in my pouch. And I pull it on whoever got my name up in their mouth. This is New Jersey finest. Headed to the top and keep them haters far behind us. Ready, staying focused like I'm putting on my blinders. Until I house the shit, just in case you need reminders.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead prayers mouth to mouth,
yes,
that
sir.
Shit. When they said nigga, what in the mouth,
nigga.
Shit. Now whose
Rest
house
on.
Is this?
Yeah.
Laughing so hard my tongue is out. But this dick sucker keep me out there, bitch. Before I spam some twerk,
yeah.
And I'm out.
Real
there.
Recognize, yeah. Real so. Real niggas recognize me. Y'all fraud niggas need 3 forms of ID. I'm sick. My ink pen should be hooked to IV. Get back to your day job. Clean up on aisle 3. I'm legendary. Everybody know my name. The blackest nigga on the team like Luau Dang. Thirsty bitches, wake up with your purses missing. Killer house click, greasier than church's chicken. Listen, bitch.
Whose house is this? Money out the yin and can't count that shit. Stacking dead prayers mouth to mouth, that shit. When they said nigga, what in the mouth, shit. Now whose house is this? Laughing so hard my tongue is out and shit. Run your dick sucker, keep me out there, bitch, before I spaz and twerk.
Switch plans, here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.